Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with a side of reality. Ever feel like you're constantly on this treadmill of striving, achieving, pushing? You know that feeling when you trip up, fall flat on your face, and then the inner critic starts blasting you for not being perfect? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there was a better way to handle those stumbles? A way to actually turn them into stepping stones instead of beatings? Today, we're diving into something truly powerful. Embracing self-compassion and forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another fluffy feel-good episode, hear me out. This isn't about letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's not about becoming a pushover or making excuses for bad behavior. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend who is struggling. Because let's face it, we all screw up sometimes. We make mistakes, we get overwhelmed. We have those days where we just want to crawl under the covers and hide. But instead of beating ourselves up, what if we offered ourselves a little grace? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start your journey towards self-compassion and forgiveness. 1. Recognize your humanity. First things first, remember that you're human. You're not a robot programmed for perfection. We all mess up. It's part of the deal. Embrace those imperfections as part of what makes you unique and interesting. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how our thoughts can spiral out of control when we're stressed or anxious? That inner critic can become a real bully, constantly reminding us of our shortcomings. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on that negativity. Take a few moments each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. 3. Talk to yourself kindly. Imagine your best friend struggling through a tough time. Would you berate them for making mistakes or offer words of encouragement? Treat yourself with the same level of kindness and compassion. Replace those negative self-talk patterns with positive affirmations and encouraging statements. 4. Forgive yourself, seriously. This one is crucial. Holding onto past mistakes and regrets can weigh you down like a heavy backpack. Learn to forgive yourself for your blunders, acknowledge that you've learned from them, and move on. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep revisiting an old injury, would you? Treat those past mistakes with the same level of closure and acceptance. 5. Focus on growth. See challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this to become a better version of myself? Imagine this. You're preparing for an important presentation at work, but you accidentally forget your notes. Panic sets in, your mind races with negative thoughts, and suddenly you feel like a complete failure. But wait. Instead of spiraling into despair, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that it's okay to make mistakes, and quickly improvise using your knowledge and experience. You deliver the presentation confidently, even though things didn't go exactly as planned. You learn from the experience, realize that flexibility is key, and come out stronger than before. This is the power of self-compassion and forgiveness in action. Remember, embracing these values isn't about becoming a pushover or ignoring your responsibilities. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer someone you care about. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, learning from them, and moving forward with grace and resilience. So go ahead, be kind to yourself, forgive your past blunders, and watch as self-compassion transforms your life. Ready to take action? This week, make a conscious effort to practice self-compassion in your daily interactions. When you catch yourself engaging in negative self-talk, pause, take a deep breath, and offer yourself a kind word instead. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of self-love and join the conversation on social media using #DailyVirtue. Let's build a community of support and encouragement where everyone feels empowered to embrace their imperfections and live with greater authenticity and compassion. Until next time, keep striving. Keep learning, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.